Good evening.
Good evening.
Tonight's scripture is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 7, and 31 to 35. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said, "Not everyone was clean." When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for this is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." And Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself and will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Bless the reading of the word.
Please pray with me. Gracious God, feed us with your holy word and fill us with your Holy Spirit so that our lives may proclaim the mystery of faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. No se llega al Señor con los zapatos limpios. No one comes to the Lord with clean shoes. This was a mural that was on the one of the migrant houses that I visited while I was in Guatemala. It's founded by a group of monks from the Scalabrini order. I'd never heard of this order of monks before, but it's a group of followers of a turn of the 20th century priest named Scalabrini from Italy. And I had a hard time finding where Scalabrini actually said this, but it was also like all in Italian and Spanish. So that might have had something to do with it. But it is definitely a motto that the Scalabrianos, that's what they call themselves, It's definitely a motto of theirs. No one comes to the Lord with clean shoes. And when I saw that at first, I was like, huh, that's really interesting. But it really made me think of Maundy Thursday and Jesus washing our feet and foot washing in general. This is a group of monks that really, like one of their big missions is to help migrants all over the world, feeding them, clothing them, cleaning them. You can imagine walking very long periods of time, your feet would get kind of dirty. So they have had some foot washing, things like that. But yeah, I mean, looking at that, I really thought about Maundy Thursday, and I was looking forward to bringing it up today, trying to figure out what that means. Does it mean like we have to do things in order to get to God? Does it mean that because we follow God, we're going to get dirty doing it? Regardless, Maundy Thursday is the day that we set aside to commemorate the Last Supper that Jesus shared with his disciples. And we share this meal in remembrance of Jesus at least 12 times a year in this church. Some congregations do it every week, multiple times a week. But this today was the last night that Jesus would spend with his friends and his followers. And this wasn't just about passing around the bread and wine. If the disciples hadn't yet figured out what Jesus wanted them and us to do, Jesus again gives the command to love one another and then shows them how to do it. Jesus takes off his robe. He kneels beside each disciple and gently, tenderly, lovingly washes their feet. This is radical on so many levels. And the most obvious is understood through Peter's eyes when Peter says, "Oh, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Oh, no." Washing someone's feet is something that a servant does. Not your Lord and Savior. But washing someone's feet isn't just for any servant. It's for the lowest of the low and a female servant. Jesus is absolutely humiliating himself. Not only messing around with hierarchic roles, but also gender roles. Peter's not going to have it. This is, it's too humiliating. It's shameful that Jesus would literally stoop to this level. Jesus tells Peter that he can't have anything to do with him unless he lets Jesus wash him. Peter, I always feel bad for Peter. He just gets the short end of the stick all the time. But Peter says, like, okay, but if you're going to wash my feet, like wash my hands and my head and, you know, all over. Peter is trying to force Jesus out of the female servant position and into the role of the male religious leader. He's still saying, Peter is still saying, don't wash my feet, wash all of me, baptize me. So Jesus pushes back on Peter's discomfort because this humiliating role reversal is kind of central to the lesson that Jesus is teaching. He's not just preparing followers for his death, he's also demonstrating a new way to love and live in this corrosive and power-hungry world. This act of washing feet is so countercultural that Jesus can't just leave it as a demonstration. So that they fully understand what he is teaching, he gives an explanation after the washing. Do you know what I've done? Do you know what I've done to you? You call me teacher and Lord. And you're right, that's what I am. So, if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Don't think that you're too good to wash someone else's feet. Don't think that someone is so beneath you that you shouldn't serve them. The term Maundy Thursday, a good friend of mine and I, you know, when we were young, used to laugh and call it Monday Thursday, but it's Maundy. And it comes from the Latin mandatum novum do vobis. And that means a new commandment I give you. Maundy comes from mandate, commandment. This is Commandment Thursday because of the new commandment that Jesus has given us, to love one another, to wash each other's sore, tired, dirty feet. This is actually one of the reasons that I like to consider foot washing to be a sacred ordinance. Jesus demonstrated by example and commanded us to continue doing it. I've put y'all through a lot of changes. Some of them are readily accepted, and some a little less so. And I try really hard not to push you too far, but I do like to stretch your boundaries. And as much as I wanted to show you all how meaningful a foot washing could be in a service like this, I chose not to include it this year. Don't worry, we'll look at it again some other time. Because I see you uncomfortable out there right now. I see you. And you're thinking, oh, gross, our feet are so disgusting. I don't want to touch somebody else's feet. Or maybe you're not comfortable showing your own feet. I get it. I had the exact same thoughts before the first time I had someone wash my feet. Or when I got on my knees and washed someone else's feet. I don't know if the discomfort is really about feet, though. I mean, when we physically care for someone or when we have somebody else physically care for us, that's humbling. When you're an independent person and you're used to doing things on your own all the time, and when someone else does something for you because you can't anymore, man, that's tough. The first time that someone washed my feet, I remember I was so embarrassed. Like, you know, I walked into the service not realizing that that was what was going to happen that day. And I had been wearing sneakers all day at my job in the emergency room. I hadn't exfoliated in a while. I had a big old heel callus. My toenails had remnants of chipped nail polish all over them. And, oh man, these people that I worship with, like, oh, what are they going to think of me? brought me down a peg or two. But for all of that worry, the deacon who washed my feet touched me with care and made me feel accepted. I never heard anyone talk about the state of anyone else's feet at any foot washing I've ever been a part of. Having someone else care for me and my body so tenderly and lovingly and so purposefully. It was an act of intimacy so powerful, I couldn't help but to shed a few tears. Letting someone else see my impurities and still be willing to touch me, man, that was, it's so powerful. And I've had the honor of washing the feet of others, of caring for my brothers and sisters by pouring the warm water over their bare, tired feet, tenderly rubbing the arch and smoothing out the swollen ankle, slowly but purposely drying the feet off with a towel, getting in between the toes. I heard that. Seeing the people recognize and accept my compassion and my touch after melting with the relief of not being judged. Jesus knew what he was doing when he was washing the disciples' feet. I've seen those foot washing rituals turn people from being individuals to being a cohesive community. It's in ceremonies like that where we find cleansing and redemption together. I can't wash my own feet. I have to wait for someone else to do it for me. And at the same time, I'm not the only one who's seeking clean feet. We only become clean together by serving one another and opening up ourselves to be served. No se llega al Señor con los zapatos limpios. The Scalabrianos, they understand Jesus' command to love and to care for one another, and they live it out, just like this motto suggests. As they follow Jesus and they care for one another, their shoes get dirty, their feet get dirty, and they clean one another's feet. We can sit around and we can read the Bible and we can read all the theologians that we want, but all of that, just sitting in the ivory tower, just reading, that's not going to get us to God. We have to get our shoes dirty, our feet dirty, through service and love. And we must wash one another's feet and let others wash ours in order to truly understand Jesus. Thanks be to God. Amen.